So on your agenda, you see that we would at this point be going into closed session. We are going to move up agenda item 7 and take that now out of order to accomplish some logistics needs that we have. So I'm looking, I don't see him yet, but we are going to bring in, I believe, Scott Whalen, who's going to present on item 7, and that's the IPS policy statement. That was in the packet, the red line that was revised after the board discussion. So, Gail, do we know if Tim or someone is going to notify Scott?
Yes. We're in the process of getting Scott on.
All right.
Question, Scott. Are we going to get the Barris report also, or just the investment policy?
We're just going to take item 7, the IPS policy adjustment, and then we will take up the quarterly report and Tim's report in the ordinary course following closed session. I think I have that right anyway.
And Scott Whalen is on his way. He's joining now.
Okay, great.
So hopefully we see him pop up in just a moment.
All right. Don't see him yet.
Just heard from Sky having a small technical issue, but hopefully he has it resolved in just a few seconds here.
Okay.
I understand he has a call out to Todd.
Indeed.
Hey, while we're waiting and we have a captive audience, David McDonald, did you want to make a Stackers announcement to give it extra emphasis because it'll be like a showcased item?
Stackers is having the UC Berkeley program. In-depth program on investment and so forth, and that's going to be in July, and I believe that will be on the agenda at CICERA on June the 9th. So I encourage all of our board members to sign up for that program. I know a lot of you have been there, and every year is different, so I've been several times, and I look forward to being there again this year.
Yeah, it is, in fact, going to be on the June 9th agenda, and you may have already received an email on that. I know I did, so be sure to check your folders. All right, with no further ado, we have Mr. Whalen, who's joined us, as I see.
Good morning, everyone. Apologies, I had a little technical difficulty in re-logging in after my...
It is the way of things in the Zoom era. Scott, we've moved up item 7 regarding the investment policy statement. And so the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you probably recall this item. This is the third time it's been in front of the board. We came to you with it a few meetings ago, talking about three general broad bucket changes to the investment policy. The first was around changing the authority for your investment staff in terms of allocating to investment managers and investment funds. The second was language around trustee participation in manager due diligence and reviews. And the third was really sort of a catch-all for a number of small changes as we review the document. You know, commas were out of place, some word choices we thought could be improved upon, et cetera. So it was investment authority, trustee participation in due diligence, and then lots of little improvement items. And of course the fourth one, which was approved at the first meeting, was changing the asset allocation to increase the liquidity bucket in the portfolio, which was approved at the first meeting. So With that, I'm bringing it back to you for the other items. You have a redline version and a final version in your meeting packet, and I am happy to discuss and respond to any questions or comments.
Excellent. All right. So in the packet, we do have a redline. It does reflect the revisions that were the product of our prior discussions on this. Are there any comments, additional suggestions, or perhaps a motion?
I was going to say, Scott, I believe it has decreased the liquidity component from 4 years to 3 years.
You said increase. Did I say increase? Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. I appreciate that.
With that, I will move for approval.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded for approval with that word change noted. Any discussion? Additional questions on the item? All right, hearing none, we will proceed to roll call. Director Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll. Aye. Louis, aye. Oh, there you are. All righty. McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
And Powell.
Aye.
Excellent. That motion carries unanimously. Scott, thank you. I know that we will either see you or Mike later, so we will take up the remaining agenda in the ordinary course following closed session.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Scott.